First Pek of Avakama, fourth Mishnah, Chavisha Tam, Chavisha Modim. There are five examples of animals that are mazik in the fashion that they are be'etzem, not so normal for them to be mazik, and therefore the owner only pays half of the amount he has to pay. And Chavisha Modim, there are five examples that the animal is mud, is a normal thing for him to be mazik, and therefore if he is mazik, the owner has to pay the full amount. Abehema eina moedes laligach laligach lalishach. Behema, it's not a mood, it's not a standard behavior to be nageach. That means to gore. Laligach is to push something with his body. This is not just while he's walking, he goes out of his way and pushes with his body. Or to bite, he's not eating it, he's just biting it, which is a type of Mazik of Karen, which is a tam. Lo lirbots, not to trample on something, once again in a heat, not his normal way of walking, but kicking, trampling on it, for a liver, not to kick. All these things are bechlal, the mazik called Karen, which is when the animal is out to be mazik, and therefore it's not the standard behavior of the animal, and the owner only has to pay half nezik till he becomes a mu'ud. But now we have a list of the five muadim. Shein muedes lechol as a roiler. The mazik of shein of eating or having pleasure, as long as it's doing it with something which is normal for it to do, it's a muad and has to pay full price. A regel muedes lishba b'dechilucha. Regel is a muad if it's, it damages things as it's walking, normal walking. A shor muad. The shor is a muad. Once he's a muad, then he's a muad. You know, he starts off as a tam, but eventually after three times, he can become a muad. Shor mazik rishus anizik. This Tana holds that if a shor is mazik in the rishus of the nizik, even if he's a keren, he has to pay full wages, a full amount. This is not the halacha, but there is such an opinion that since he's in the rishus of the animal that was damaged, the thing that was damaged, that even though he was mazik with the mazik of keren, which is a tam, that normally he'd have to pay half, here he has to pay the full amount. Ha'odam, a man who human being with damages, has to pay nezik shalom. These animals, which is normal for them to be mazik, even the kavana, so they don't have the status of a cow, which the first three times is chatzi nezek. These ones are from the onset they have to pay nezek sholim. There's a fox and a lion, a bear, and tiger, bottles, some other type of wild cat, leopard, something like that. We had nochosh, also a snake. All these harelim modim. Rabbi Lezer Oimer b'smanjim neitavosim modim. If they're trained and they become house pets, these wild animals, then they are not moored from the beginning. But the Tanakhama does not hold that way. That's the halacha is not that way, because these are wild things. You can never really fully domesticate them. Hanochosh muad la'olam, and hanochosh, even Hebrew, snake is always a muad. Mabim tam muad. Elo shatam is shalom chatzin nezik migufa. The leniency of the tam is he pays half nezik, and also he's limited to the value of the body of the shor who caused the damage. But if he damaged more than the worth of his body, we will not collect it. We only collect it from the body itself. Ve'hamuad mishalim nezik sholim in aliyah. Amur pays the full amount, and he also pays it from the property or the money that the one who owns the mu'ud has. You don't limit the collection to the body of the shah that caused the damage.